And it's really my honor and privilege to be able to bring up the guest speaker that we had coming into town this weekend. This is a gentleman that throughout my 10 years here with this business has been somebody that I've been able to watch from stage, been able to listen to conference calls, listen to recorded audios, listen to, you know, all kinds of things. And we were blessed to be put in a position where we'd get to hop on a weekly call where this was one of our mentors teaching us how to take both our business and, you know, the market to the next level. He's certainly somebody entrusted by the company to travel the nation and train our associates. And that's why Mr. Darnell Self, if you know him, I mean, he made a specific call to Mr. Shaw to come into Utah. And we appreciate, you know, Mr. Shaw answering that call because he's got team all across the nation. But not many of them are here in this room. My point being, guys, is he's here to serve our market because that's just what he likes to do. He doesn't need to be here for the money. I don't think I could afford him, you know, if that was the case. But if you don't mind, please getting on your feet and welcome to the front of the room, 500,000 annual income earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Patrick Shaw.
It's on? Yeah, it is. Sweet. Thank you. Awesome. It's the right one? Okay.
I meant like the right button. No. How are you guys?
Great.
Happy New Year.
This is the most exciting time of the year for me. I mean, I love all the holidays and they're all great, but I really get excited about this time of the year because each and every one of us have this white canvas, this clean slate that we can do all kind of incredible stuff, personally, spiritually, physically, mentally. I mean, whatever it is for you, you know. And I go into this time of year thinking this year is going to be the best year of my life. Is anybody naively optimistic in here? I mean, every year can't be the best year, but every single year I'm like, this is going to be the best year of my life, right? And so I get excited about it. And this has nothing to do with the business, but I'm going to keep going for a second. Is that just because I'm excited about this? About 3 years ago, I said I'm going to treat every single month like it's January 1st, right? And I did all the way through November. And it was like one of the most productive years. I mean, in all kind of different areas, right? This isn't just about making money or business or whatever. And it was this incredible year. And then last year, the year before, I got to like June. And last year was a great year, but I got to February with that. And so this year, I am going to get all the way through December, every month. And so anyway, my little girl called me this morning. It makes your morning, my 10-year-old. And she goes, "Hey, Daddy, I just want to call you. I didn't get to say bye, so I'm saying hello." And I thought that was pretty cool. Kind of made my morning. Listen, and then... And since my mind's just all over the place, I'll just add this on, too, is that I just got a chance to see the presentation for the formal slides. Like, I've studied all that, but I've just saw the kind of formal slides. And, man, it fires me up. And for those of you in the business today, the reason I'm here is not this piece of the presentation, which is the opportunity to share Legal Shield with you, but it is the training piece. Because Legal Shield, this company you're going to hear about, has spent 40 years building this foundation. And they have spent the last 3 months to launch into 2018 and have the best year in the company's history. And they put just an enormous amount of work into the incentives and the programs. And it's going to be exciting. So I can't wait to get to that piece and share. You'll see some of it this morning. But with all that stuff said, if you're a guest here this morning, do we have some guests in the room? All right, by a show of hands, yes, that'd be awesome. Thank you. So good, lots of guests in the room. And what you're going to see briefly this morning is just an overview of why we think Legal Shield is such an extraordinary business opportunity. 20 years ago, I went to a presentation. I had never heard of the company. You know, I was $37,000 in credit card debt. I was 7 years out of school. And things weren't going great. You know, I mean, I was making the best of them, still naively optimistic, but... You know, I was the guy that got out of school and like, I'm going to make $1 million next year. You know, next year came and it didn't work out. And, you know, then I got myself in debt a little bit. And then, you know, by the seventh year, I'm like, if I could just pay off this debt, right? Then I could maybe get on my feet and start making, you know, you really start lowering the bar on your expectations. And I don't know if anybody can admit to that, but I think, you know, it is easy in a society that tends to focus on the negative. But all you got to do is turn on the news, and we are the average of the five people we associate with. And so, you know, you start lowering the bar, and I really had started lowering the bar. And when I got started in Legal Shield, the one good thing for me is it was a positive environment. And I could start, like, believing in the possibility again. And long story short, and I'll share some of that later, but it really changed my life. And not just because of the money, but because of the environment, doing something that made a difference that I could believe in. It just kind of refreshed or renewed my belief that we can achieve extraordinary things. But I needed to find a better vehicle. So we get excited when we get a talk about Legal Shield because we think it's a better business model. And I think what you're going to see today more than ever is an old business model that is leveraging technology. It's getting in front of some very big trends. We've all heard of disruptive technology, right? And I think it gets used too loosely, like everybody's trying to say they're disruptive, and sometimes you're like, that's not disruptive, right? But I think in this presentation you'll see there's a truly disruptive model here. So you talk about businesses today, and you are here to look at a business. When we talk about businesses and succeeding in business, you know, a lot of businesses that really succeed, they're simple, they're disruptive, they're noble, and they're not easily duplicated. And we can plug all kind of models into this box that we're all familiar with, right? And they have an app. And here are some examples of it, right? The taxi industry was a $17 billion industry. And where am I going? Uber, Lyft is a $50 billion company or something today, $60 billion or something, I'm not sure now. How is it that this disruptive model is five times larger than the entire taxi industry combined? I mean, how do you disrupt an entire industry that's $17 billion, but then you're $50 billion? Is everybody with me? It not only disrupted it, but it enlarged it. There are people that take Ubers that never would have taken a taxi. And then the implications of one day I need some dirt, you know, picked up at my yard or delivered, it'll be the same Uber kind of model, that same. And is it simple? I mean, is that app simple to use, right? Or did they really disrupt an old industry? So you look at Blockbuster. I think, you know, this is a pretty funny story because Blockbuster went to Netflix, went to Blockbuster in Texas, and they had a proposal for them. They said, listen, we want to handle your online stuff. We've got a good model for that. We've built up a good network of people. We're delivering DVDs, but we think we can be the online future. And you handle all the retail stuff. And Blockbuster could have bought Netflix for $50 million. Now, $50 million, 10 years later. And they said no. I mean, kind of kicked them out the door almost, as the story goes. You can read it, Google it. It's interesting. Almost kicked them out the door. 10 years later, Blockbuster is filing bankruptcy, and Netflix is worth $70 billion today. Right? I mean, in 10 years, they were $30 billion or whatever it was. Is that nuts? And I think there's also a something for each of us to learn. I don't care who you are. Blockbuster had all the power. They had all the control, and they should have had all the knowledge of what was going on if they were paying attention. And there will be people that come to a presentation like this, and they go, ah, you know, listen, anybody can miss this. I mean, we can lay it out as perfectly and show you the most disruptive model on the planet and an extraordinary financial opportunity. And we wouldn't blame you if you go, ah, that wouldn't work, because you're not Blockbuster. You're not in the catbird seat. You can't see it all. But I'm trying to make the point that I don't care who you are today, you can miss it. So you really got to slow down and just go, what if? Maybe Blockbuster said, well, it's $50 million. I don't know if we should spend that, right? So Netflix, Airbnb is a great example, right? I mean, they're worth more than Hyatt, Hilton, and the Marriott Hotel combined. Now, how many of us in the room have ever stayed in an Airbnb? Raise your hand. Ah, I'm impressed by that. That's actually a large number. Probably a third of the room. Right? How many of us have ever stayed in a Marriott, Hilton, or Hyatt? Right? That's all of us. But they're worth more than all three of them. All he did is have an app and something to connect these two groups. Here's all Legal Shield did. Look, the legal industry, picking up the phone, calling an attorney, it's expensive, it's unresponsive, and it's unaccountable. If you've ever tried to get in touch with an attorney and get some help, there are problems that exist. Just like taking a taxi, you called them, you don't know how much it'll cost, you don't know how long it'll take them to show up, it's cold outside, do you stand on the curb, do you wait the whole time, you know, how bad will the car smell? I mean, there's all kind of issues. And then the Uber comes along, right? Uber comes along and all of a sudden you know exactly when they'll be there, exactly how much it'll cost. The guy might have gum for you and a charger for your phone. I mean, it's ridiculous, right? They changed the game. $17 billion industry, remember, taxis. The legal industry, right, is a $300 billion industry. Now, we may not disrupt the whole thing, but what if you disrupted 10% of it? And based on what you'll see today, I promise you we'll do that, right? So, disruptive innovation. We make getting access to an attorney affordable, accountable, and responsive. We have an app that every member can download and literally get immediate access. I mean, I'm sitting in Seattle, and I'm having lunch with a buddy of mine, and the waitress comes over, and she has this whole issue. We asked her how her Thanksgiving was and the holidays, and she proceeds to tell us this story about witnessing an accident, being part of it. She ended up getting a ticket. She shouldn't have got the ticket, but she had to sit on the road for 2 hours. She missed Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, she was just, like, you could tell, like, this stunk, right? And she was still holding on to it. She'll probably, little amor fati, let it go, whatever. But she couldn't. And my friend pulls out a phone, his phone, and shows her the app. And says, what if you could have got an attorney on the phone the minute the situation happened and let them talk to the officers? You could have taken a picture, and he showed her how to take a picture of the traffic ticket, and it would have gone directly to a law firm. And her eyes get big, and she's like, I need that. Right? It was just so incredibly simple. And this is what we're doing. We're giving people access to the legal system in a very simple way. We're making it incredibly affordable, and there's a level of accountability. And so we've been doing this for 40 years, since 1972. I'm going to get us caught up here. We started just a little late. So we've got a very clear vision, and I think this part is important. We got purchased about 5 or 6 years ago by MidOcean Partners for $651 million. And this was a big deal. MidOcean has a history. They're a private equity firm. They have a history of buying underperforming assets. Right? Now, what was interesting is we were trading on the New York Stock Exchange for, you know, around $40-some a share, and a bidding war started, and they purchased us for over $70 a share, which was $651 million, and we were still an underperforming asset. And that's just a reality. It is what it is. We were doing great. I mean, I was making a lot of money. You know, the company was doing super. But when you look at the size of the legal industry, and you look at what we just talked about being able to completely change the game, MidOcean Partners looked at it and they're like, there's an opportunity here, right? And they couldn't see it all, but the reality is today, if we take technology and we sit right in between people that need access to attorneys and the attorneys themselves, and we connect those two through technology, which is all Uber did, that's all Airbnb did, that's all Netflix. I mean, they're all basically saying, hey, we're gonna take movies, we're going to take people that want them, we're going to stick technology in the middle, we're going to speed this whole process up, right? So here's, I mean, I just, my mind almost goes schizophrenic sometimes. But I'm talking to somebody last night, And he's telling me, now I haven't checked it out myself, but I find it fascinating. He tells me there's this this platform, an app called Robinhood. Has anybody heard of this? Right? So he's telling me about it, and I haven't checked it out myself, but it's like an E-Trade or a Schwab platform. But he goes, the difference is, like, you set up an account in minutes, and they change the entire game of investing in stocks. Like, this platform is so fluid, it's so clean, it's so easy, and apparently they're just disrupting that big old industry because they made it accessible to average everyday people to understand exactly what was going on. Now, again, I didn't check it out, but there's so many disruptive technologies right now, right? In Legal Shield, we have 1.7 million members about that own our service already. We are, in a way, we're the blockbuster, right? We could go two different directions. The company could easily go down the path of, hey, we're not paying attention, and we become the blockbuster, even though we've got this network and we own the space and we've got this, you know, network of attorneys all over the U.S. and Canada. Or we could do exactly what we're doing right now and saying, you know what? We're going to buy Netflix. We're going to figure this thing out. And that's what's so exciting about this week, is this is a culmination of so many different efforts to take us into the next century. So anyway, you know, I'm going to take a minute here, and for the people in the room, particularly if they're guests, something may occur to you is, I don't need an attorney. Certainly occurred to me when I showed up at the presentation the first time. You know, I'm 30 years old. I just got married. Don't have any kids. You know, I'm like, I don't need an attorney. And then you start thinking about this list, right, of everyday items. How many people in the room have ever been treated unfairly? Right? Often that's a legal situation. How many people have ever gotten a traffic ticket? Right? Tried to return a defective product. Received a bill that you shouldn't have gotten. Had an issue with your cell phone provider. Right? Had a consumer finance issue, estate planning, traffic, family law, landlord, tenant, real estate, employment, civil litigation, collection, general law, business, criminal, contract. You know, these are common everyday situations. But here's the reality. You don't think of calling an attorney any more than many people taking an Uber today would ever take a taxi. I was in Oklahoma at our last big national convention, and usually I stay at the Skirvin Hotel. And the Skirvin Hotel, whatever, it's kind of expensive, and the week was like $1,200 or $1,400 or something because I have to stay extra. It's just, you know, you're like, man, okay. So I get on Airbnb. I find a place that's two-bedroom. This incredible old historic building. It's awesome. But it's a mile away from the convention center, 1 mile. I'm not walking a mile three times a day, right? In the morning, you go over, you know, whatever. So because of Uber, I pay a $3 or $4 Uber ride. I spent $700 for the entire week. I spent $100 on Ubers, and I had to walk less because even the hotel is a further walk than my door to Uber to the front door of the convention center. Right? I never had to wait more than 2 or 3 minutes. And my net savings, right, was $400 or $500 for the week. And I had a two-bedroom that I shared with somebody. Does everybody, right? You start thinking about this stuff. That's why they're solving a problem, right? The people that make the most money are solving the biggest problem. There is not a business owner in this country. A friend of mine, Rocco Cilio, told me he just went to the big Tony Robbins thing. And he goes, this guy gets up and does a 35-minute talk for business owners. And he goes, you know, there are two. One is money, and the second, the two big reasons businesses fail is they don't have legal advice. And he goes through a half-hour presentation on all that. He goes, man, it should, if all he had done at the end is said, and you can buy Legal Shield for $25, right? He goes, every person in that room would have bought that product, right? So we've got this incredible service, and people need access. So anyway, we've got all the app and the technology to go with it. And look, we've come a long way, and we've still got a long way to go. Here's what is eventually going to happen. I want you to understand this real quick. Here, I got to click all those again. So here's what eventually is going to happen. And we're getting to this place. It's not your fault. This is clearly my fault. But I appreciate you taking responsibility, Ryan. One more? Yeah. Okay. So here's what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen is what's your name? Sorry.
Chris.
What's going to happen is I'm going to bump into my buddy Chris. Chris is going to tell me about some issue, and I'm going to go, hey, Chris, listen, you've got to check out this app. And I'm going to pull out my phone, and I'm going to send a link to Chris right via my what we call prospect value. I'm going to send that link to Chris. Chris is going to click on the link. It's going to open the Legal Shield app in his phone, and then he's going to get a whole series of absolutely free benefits. And he's going to be like, man, this is awesome. And then one day he's going to actually want to talk to an attorney. And he's going to click an upgrade button, and he's going to buy a $25 membership. And because I sent him that, it's basically cookie to me, I'm going to get paid, even though I talked to Chris one time and referred an app. Is everybody with me? All we are is connectors, right? That's the evolution. Uber did the same thing. Uber just said, listen, we're going to pay you every time you tell somebody about our app. And if they take a ride, we're going to give you a credit on Uber. We're going to give them a credit for taking the ride. But then we draw the line there. What if you could turn around and not only get paid when Chris bought the membership, but get paid every month that he paid his membership fees? You see, Uber only pays on one ride. But what if every person you told about Uber, you got 1% or 2% on every ride they took for the rest of their life? Is everybody following me? But here's the difference. Uber ain't paying it. And the reason they're not paying it is, look, they just figured out, hey, we don't need a sales organization to do that. And maybe Legal Shield wouldn't either if they started that way, but they didn't start that way. The way they started is through independent individuals like you and I. And that's how I've made my living for 20 years. But now we're getting the technology. Is this making sense? Okay, that's good, because I'm kind of in my head. I'm all over the place. But, okay, so listen. And then I didn't even show the slide, but I'm not going back. I lied. I am going back. So listen, you get unlimited consultation. You call for anything. 5 days a week, you can call for anything under the sun. You can get documents prepared, right? So, I mean, think about that, right? Being able to, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I printed out a legal document. I found it on the web or through our own platform. I've made a couple adjustments. Am I an attorney? No. But I've made a couple adjustments, and I didn't want to pay $1,000 to have a contract put together. So I took a contract. I found it. I made the couple adjustments I need. I turned around, sent it in the law firm, had them review the contract, had an attorney that works in the state that I'm in, right, that knows the law about that particular kind of contract, whether it's real estate or whatever, had them review it, and it cost me nothing more than my $25 membership. Isn't that crazy? Right? Auto coverage, family law, right? When we say auto coverage, I mean, I've gotten a couple traffic tickets, right? Sometimes I drive the way I talk, and I got a couple traffic tickets. And one month I got a couple tickets that were the equivalent of 10 points in Colorado. You can only have 12 points in a year. And I had already had some tickets, right? And my wife is like, I swear you will take the bus. I will not drive you anywhere. And I actually believed her a little bit. And I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be insulting. I got to ride around with other people. I can't even take a ride. I'll be like Uber number one guy, right? But long story short, you know what? I faxed the tickets in. I took a picture. They go to the law firm, right? Attorney shows up, represents me, keeps the majority of the points off my license, saved me $300 in fine, and he's in court. Like, there's 40 people in the lobby. We walk in, we talk to the judge, he does the whole thing. We walk back out. They're still in the lobby, right? My last name is Shaw. They go alphabetical. I could have been there for 2 hours. I paid nothing but my $25, right? We cover you back to last year's tax return and a personal audit. We talked about the ticket. guarantee a phone call back within 8 hours. Who's called your law firm here in Utah in the last 30 days? How long did it take them to call you back? Just give me numbers. How long?
30 minutes.
So we say 8 hours, but you get the idea. Right? The only way we keep members, because our service is month to month, there's not a contract. The only way we keep members is you got to keep those people happy. Right? So you've got to do a pretty good job. Look, it's still the law. You're not going to make everybody happy all the time. Right? That's a reality. But they do a pretty awesome job. You start the will right on the phone. So literally start filling out your will. What's a good will cost in this state for a... I used to say it was $500 years ago, and the managing partner of Riggs Abney came to me, our law firm in Denver, and he's like, we don't do $500 wills. And I would appreciate you not saying at these events, and he was trying to be very thoughtful about it, but he goes, I would really appreciate if you'd not say it's a $500 will, because if somebody comes in off the street, it's a $2,000 will. Like, I was personally insulting him by suggesting this was a $500 value, right? So let's call it a $1,500 value, medical power of attorney. I mean, the whole thing, and it's covered under our $25 membership. 24/7 emergency access. Listen, I would not want to be in law enforcement. I can tell you that. With all the rules and with everything going on. But on the other side, law officers are people too. And how many of us have ever had a bad day? Right? And I don't want to be on the other side of them having a bad day. But I just don't. And so I'd like to make sure we're all playing on a level playing field. And there are good people and bad people. My mom used to say there's only a couple bad people in the world, and they just move around once in a while. Right? Right. It's a better way to look at the world, right? But that's a reality. I love 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we all have Miranda rights. So Miranda rights say if you get detained, questioned, or arrested, you have the right to talk to an not your mama, cousin, brother, uncle, spouse. It's an attorney. But what attorney are you going to call on a Sunday afternoon? Right? Just to find out, what you're right or wrong about a situation. Contingency cases. If you're a victim in an automobile accident, et cetera, get hurt while on the job. Look, these things happen. And I think we've become a little too litigious as a society, but sometimes there's actually a right place for it. Can we agree on that? And why not pay a little less than a little more? Right? Why have more of it go to the attorney if there's a network and a system that can protect you there? So, 25% member discount. We don't cover everything for $25, as you can guess. And sometimes people want to focus on what we don't cover. I'm like, did you see everything we do cover? But ultimately, we cover everything. It's just a 25% discount. DUI, divorce, custody, bankruptcy. Actually, we cover uncontested divorce as part of the membership. We literally have a way on that same app that you can pay for your membership. My membership in Legal Shield for the last 5 or 6 years has cost me nothing because the discount I get on my Verizon bill has paid the entire membership. It would cost me money not to own this service. Now, you're here looking at the business. When you can show somebody how they can actually save more by owning the membership, that's a bonus. And that's why we call it Member Perks, and there's a lot of big brands up there. We cover the entire family up to 26 off at college, not married. $250 an hour for an attorney or about $1 a day. Which one makes more sense? Kroll Factual Data is the largest forensic accounting firm in the world. They came to us and said, look, 70% of all identity thefts need the advice of an attorney. We're the largest forensic accounting firm in the world. Right? Kuwait hired them to chase down Saddam's bank account. So they do all this Fortune 500 stuff. But they said it's easy for us to do individual services. Like we can do it in our sleep. But we really don't have a marketing arm for that. Would you guys take on our product and market them together? And we've been doing that for more than a decade. They fit like hand in glove. It's a separate product, though. So our legal plan is $24.95 a month. For a family, our identity theft plan is $24.95 a month as a product. It's the most comprehensive identity theft product on the market. It's by far one of the most affordable. And Kroll has been doing forensic accounting and private investigation for 40 years. Ask anybody in the Fortune 500 if they are familiar with Kroll, and they are. And these are all the different types of identity theft, right? Tax returns, medical claims, credit, driver's license, etc. We monitor all these different areas, driver's license, passport, credit cards, bank accounts, etc. And look, I don't believe, you know, there's two ways to build the biggest building in town. Just build it or tear everybody else's down, right? So with that caveat, I usually don't like to pick on anybody, but LifeLock is so easy to pick on. The Federal Trade Commission fined them the second time, right? And this isn't a suit or it's just we're fining you $100 million for under-promising and over-delivering. Right now, is that a product you want to market? No, and now they have a contract that you have to sign with LifeLock, right? Which I just had somebody get out of it by buying a legal plan and sending them a letter. They got out of their thing. But here's the reality, right? Market a product you can believe in, that you can stand behind. The most comprehensive identity theft product, and it's a big issue today. Did you hear this Intel thing? Anybody read about that? So apparently, now I haven't researched it at all, so I'm just talking about it, but my buddy tells me last night that apparently there's an issue with the Intel chip. And he goes, he's in IT, and he says, I'm sitting beside a guy, and he literally hacked into my phone through the Intel chip in less than a minute, which gives them access to everything. And so everybody's freaking out because the door to everything is through that chip. Right? Anyway, the point being, identity theft's a big issue. Lots of people want access. You need to have something to protect you and your family. This covers up to 8 children for that same $24.95 and a member and a spouse. There's an app for both of those. The family plan for legal and identity theft is $49.90 a month. You can buy the individual plan legal for $24.95 plus $9.95 for identity theft. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay. So listen, how do we make money? And at this point, it should be kind of obvious. It's just word of mouth marketing. That's all we're doing, right? Is that we're sharing this story. Now, Facebook goes out. Did you ever see a TV or a radio ad on Facebook? No? I mean, neither. Right. You did? They tried that once, right? It didn't last very long. Can we agree? It was all word of mouth. And then what did Uber did? So Uber just went out and said, hey, we're going to pay for you. We're going to pay you every time you refer, and we're going to pay the rider, right? Simple. And Uber went out. Ah, thank you. And then Uber went out and built a $50 billion company because they're paying referral credits. Here's all Legal Shield is saying is, look, we're going to pay you every time you tell somebody about this service. And we're going to pay you on a $49.90 membership. If you market one or the other, let's say you market just legal, it's half this number. But let's say it's a family, they pay $49.90, they want all the legal, all the identity theft, they want to cover everybody in the family. We're going to pay you between $60 the next day, directly deposited in your checking account, up to $280 the next day. So this is our commission structure. You are independent, you get a 1099, right? Which is the greatest thing on the planet, let me tell you, right? I want you to understand this. I'm trying to keep this brief, but I will tell you that, you know, if you have a W-2 and you have a job, usually a boss comes with that. Sometimes there are challenges there. There are some aspects of that some of you may not enjoy, right? With Legal Shield, you are your own boss. Now, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. There's a whole crew of people that are here to help and support, but they can't make you do anything. Now, there's a level of responsibility that obviously comes with that as well. Does that all make sense? But you're independent. And so when it comes to taxes, instead of a W-2 where the government takes the money and then they give you what's left, you get all the money, and then you take all your expenses, right, and then you let them tax you on what is left.
Does that make sense? Right? Now, you got to be responsible there, too. Let me tell you, it's a much better method after 20 years, I can tell you, than the other option. All right? So here's what we're going to do. Every time you market a membership, a $25 plan. Now, this isn't, we allow you to recruit other people the same way a broker would in real estate or a broker would in insurance. Right? And anybody who's truly wealthy in this country, they did not do it by themselves. Right? I'm not talking about an NFL athlete. Right? There are a few exceptions. Entertainers, sports. Right? But outside of that, and they're not truly wealthy, let's be honest about it. I mean, I'm talking about real wealth. Michael Jordan did not make his money playing basketball, right? It's what fueled everything, but he made his money selling shoes. Can we all agree on that? And he still does. I mean, I'm still amazed. You go in a store and it's still Jordans everywhere, right? I mean, he built an empire. That's where he made his money. Now, in Legal Shield, one way we make money is we can go out and just market this incredible service and they will pay us. And the higher we move in this compensation plan, the more that they will pay us. They start at $60. You go out as an associate and you market 6 memberships and we will give you a raise. Over any period of time, you market 6 memberships, we'll give you a raise. You'll now make $120 direct deposit in your checking account the next day. And at simplest level, I want you to understand this. So you can just say, this is a part-time gig. I'll market a little bit here and there. Once in a while, I'll see what happens. You know what our business costs to join? $99. That's what it costs to get started, right? It's a one-time fee, and there's no catches, right? 95% of the people start part-time. They're just saying, hey, I'll give it 7 to 12 hours a week. They don't go into this thinking, ooh, goody, this is going to change my life, right? They don't go into it that way, but they start making money, and it starts changing their life. And then belief grows, etc. Hopefully, when you met your spouse, you saw them the first time. You didn't go, oh, my God, I'm going to marry them. And then you went and told them because you'd be a creep, right? I mean, it's weird. Like, you didn't think it out. You need to have a conversation first, right? Right? I'm not telling you come to this presentation and go, this is it. No. But you go, hey, this might be a decent idea. This could work, right? Spend $99, you start a business, and we start paying you, which we're, you know, look, in a large piece, we're trusting you more than you're trusting us because we're paying you more than you collected. Does that make sense? Okay. So you start moving up the comp plan. Another way, instead of 6 memberships, is market 3 memberships and then share this business with one person. I go to Ryan, my friend, and I invite him to a presentation like this, or I have him watch a video, and I go, what do you think? Hey, man, let's do this together. I can show you how to win this trip to Jamaica. I'm going to go in 90 days. I can show you how to win this trip with me, which we're going to do today. And he's like, hey, why not? Let's give it a shot. 90 days. Let's see what happens. And we lock arms and we go put a plan together and we go work to win this trip together. I recruited Ryan. I marketed him a membership. I marketed 2 other people just the service, legal or identity. And boom, I moved up. Now I'm permanently making $120 every time I market a membership. Everybody following me? And then I can keep moving up this compensation plan all the way to above that $280 level, which is only part of our plan, but it's enough to show here. $280 on a single $49 membership, and we pay it direct deposit in your checking account the next day. At this point, you should be going, that doesn't make sense. But that doesn't even sound legal, right? That probably should cross your mind. You back it up with, yeah, but they've been around 40 years, and there are attorney generals that own this product, okay? I mean, we're talking about legal services. That's what we do. You can be sure we're safe there, okay? On this right column, overrides we pay every time this membership gets marketed, right? Now, I'm not going to spend much time here because I want to show you some bonus stuff. But I want you to understand, every time a membership is marketed, whether I marketed it or let's say I recruited Ryan and he markets the product, every time a membership is marketed, there is an override that is paid, right? And there's residual starting the 13th month on that membership. So you have a residual book of business. I have a multiple six-figure income from a pure residual book of business,
right? Not even taking advance commissions, right? These numbers up here are all advance commissions. I'm not even taking those. I'm just taking a pure residual book of business, which means you have money coming in when you're not working, if you choose. All right. The power of leveraged income, look, and we're not picking on jobs. I just think it's linear. The one thing I did know, even coming out of school, is I just didn't want to trade time for money. And I know that's what the majority of society does, and I know that's what we're taught to do in school, but that doesn't mean it's the best way, right? How do most people make more money? Well, you put in more hours or you improve your skills, but there's a finite return on improving your skills in a specific field in a job environment, right? But if you can go, you know, in a job, it's you. The first year, it's you. The second year, it's still you. In the third year, it's you. And J. Paul Getty at one point said, I'd rather earn 1% of 100 people's efforts. Just 1%. Now, if I could go create a lot of value, let's say you could go create a lot of value in my life, and you could help me get a 10% increase in income, do you think I would harbor ill will for giving you 1% of it back? Would anybody in here do that? Would you go, I'd be willing to give somebody 1% if they could help me increase 10%? Nobody would. Right? The guy that shared this or taught the business to me wasn't actually the person that shared it to me. It was somebody above them, but they taught me this business, and they've made hundreds of thousands of dollars on my production and my team's production. But I've made millions. I am glad they made hundreds of thousands. Does that make sense? So, in a business like ours, right, here's the difference, is you can go out and build a team. You can really create some leverage. I can go out and share this business with Ryan, and we can lock arms, and we can go build it together like a broker in real estate or a broker in insurance or anything else, and we can rally a team of 5 people. Now, we might go share the business with 20 people, and 15 of them don't do anything. And if you think that's a reflection of a bad business model, how many of you got a degree and do not work in the field of your degree? How many of you have an insurance license and never sold any insurance? A real estate license and never sold any real estate? Right? I've got all those. Right? And I didn't sell any real estate and I sold no insurance. Right? Look, you got to find the vehicle that's right for you. I talked to this lady the other day and she goes, you know, I think I've tried a couple of these businesses before. Right? And they didn't work for me. And I said, and? Are you going to quit now? I mean, never do anything else. Stop now, right? But that's not an option. You fail your way to the top. You just got to keep figuring something out. Find a better vehicle. Find the one that is right for you. But in Legal Shield, you go out, and Ryan and I, out of those 20 people, we find 5 people that want to do something. And eventually we find 25 that want to do something. And here's the crazy part. Take these numbers. You add all these up of people that do and don't do things. If 5% of all these people, after the 5th year, you'd have 3,125 people. Right? And you go, well, that's a crazy number. Listen, I'm saying 5% of them sell one membership. 5% sell one membership. One. And your override is $50, which is a standard executive director override. That's $7,500 a month. Are you guys with me? Now you go, well, I can't believe that, right? Okay, well, let's call it $25 a month. I mean, it's only 5% doing one. Now, we have people in Utah last month. Who's the number one person in Utah in personal production last month, probably? How many memberships? 188. This past year, what was one of your better months, membership-wise? About 100, right? That's one person in a single month who sold 188 and 100 memberships. We are giving you an example where 5% sell one. So for the person in the room going, it's 5% sold one. Okay? Just for the person that goes, I'm not sure. Okay? Cut it in half. $7,500, cut it in half. Cut it. Listen, cut it in one-tenth. How many of you have $750 a month coming in that you do not have to work for at all? One of the things we're going to talk about today in the 2018 vision of Legal Shield is a legacy business. It's one of the two stools. Cash now is the first one. How many people are interested in cash now? And then the one that I love more than anything, because I've experienced it for 20 years, folks, is a legacy business. If I do nothing in Legal Shield, I mean, I end this presentation and do squat, I do not have to, I don't have, I'm going to get paid a multiple six-figure income for at least decades to come, right? You can only see so far in the future. But I can guarantee you for the next couple decades, I'm going to have a residual income no matter what. And the truth is, my kids are probably going to have it, and their kids are going to have it, right? Okay. Look, we have an incentive program, and I'm not going to spend a crazy amount of time here, only because I'm going to break this down in the training. And if you're a guest today, I don't know what you got planned this morning, but I tell you, you know, it might be the best investment you could ever have. And, it may sound, this isn't about, and it's, there's no arrogance here about it. I'm just telling you, this is an awesome vehicle. I will tell you this real quick. If I go out, I want to tell you one thing. I go out, I'm brand spanking new. I'm in the room today, and I'm like, this is a great idea. I'll try this. It's $99. Let me give it a shot. I join the business. I share the business with Ryan. Ryan and I, both clueless, get a little bit of help, maybe from Kate, who shared the business with me. She's going to help us, show us the road. But bottom line is, I'm going to share this membership with three people, and I'm going to recruit one person. I'm going to help this person recruit one person and share the membership with three people. Now, he spent $99 to join, and I spent $99 to join. What I'm going to get paid for that simple little activity I just described to you is, if I do it in the first 20 days, we have an incentive. We pay bonuses if you'll do things a little more quickly. 20 days is a long time to market three memberships. Okay? They're going to pay me $180 when I go out and do this. And then when Ryan does the same thing I did, they're going to pay me $360 for helping him to do it. $180 to me, $360 when I help him. Now, they're also paying him $180, but they're paying me $180 and they're paying me $360. Which I think that's $540. This is permanent. We tested it for a couple months, and recruiting exploded. And then the company found a way to permanently pay it the entire year. Right? That's fine. I'm brand new. I spent $99 to join. I bought the membership. Right, I did this little bit of activity, and they paid me $540 in just incentive. There's no overrides or commissions for the membership. I'm not counting any of that. I'm counting two incentive checks for simply doing one simple thing. It took me 20 days, and then from the time he started, he had a whole 20 days, and they paid me $540. Now, you may again say, well, that doesn't even sound right. Listen, don't try to boil the ocean figuring this out. We've been doing this for 40 years. We got bought for $651 million. You're not going to find a more stable company with a more solid revenue stream. We are a cash machine because the service works and people keep it. Okay? All right. We have all kind of $10,000 bonus to ED, all kind of other bonuses. I think one of the great benefits of business, it is the fellowship. It's the people. It's the relationships, right? And truth be told, look, I don't even have to be in the business. There's so many. I've got a lot of other things going because I've invested. I've done different things. I am here because I believe and love this business. It is no longer about the money at all, right? It's a great business. And I love the idea. I mean, my life changed because somebody cared enough to share this business with me and help me get on a right track. It is an awesome environment to be. We have incentive trips, and I will tell you, in the training today, I'm not kidding you. In 90 days, if you share this business with nine people, and look, if my life depended on it, I could grab any person in this room who's a guest Now, my life doesn't depend on this, so I want to be clear. But if it did, I could grab any person in this room, and in the next 30 days, we could go recruit 9 people, right? Really easy, probably in the next 48 hours. Legitimately recruit, not beg, borrow, beat, you know, I mean, like, legitimately recruit 9 people. You have 90 days to recruit 9 people, and I'll break down the details of it. But 9 people in 90 days, and you can win a $4,000 trip to Jamaica, airfare for 2, all the food, all the... And if you go, well, this all sounds crazy. Look, we have a membership that people keep, and they will pay it every single month, month in and month out. And if the company has 1,000 people that pay a $50 a month membership or a $25 a month membership, you understand that's $25,000 a month, right? Residual income is powerful. That's why insurance companies are so big, right? Residual income is powerful, but we get to participate in the revenue model. So the question all boils down to, what are you going to do about it? We got the trips, the relationships, the fun. We got a rocket comp plan, a solid company. You can build a legacy business. We will pay you residual income on the life of the book of business. So after the 13th month, and we pay that advance, we pay a residual on the life of that book of business. That's Elvis Presley money. It's $99 to join the business and get started. We have all the tools and events to help you build. Everything that you need, you don't have, I mean, when you pay that $99, right, it helps you launch the business. Now, we do have a program called Advantage. And Advantage is a program that is $19.95 a month. It's voluntary. You don't have to do it. You can own your book of business without doing it. But basically, it pays for all the tools, all the additional tools and incentives that you need to go out and automate the business. Okay, a lot of the apps are already covered. Some of them are provided as part of the Advantage program, right? So, and it's all packaged in Advantage. So everything, all the other stuff that you need to go build, we've got a proven track record. A lot of people that have created financial freedom. Talked about some of that already. Here's what we encourage you to do. Just get with the person. Oh, that's awesome. Yes. So here's the best part of the whole presentation in my mind is that we're going to ask the ring earners. Now, these are people that have earned a verified commitment. I mean, I think it's one of the important things. One of the things that frustrates me sometimes in this business is, like, what they call ring earners or income earners. In Legal Shield, if you're a penny short, you don't get this ring. And it had to be in cash dollars, not IOUs or bonus bucks or widgets. It's like cash in your checking account. And if you're one penny short, they don't recognize you. I mean, heck, for that matter, they'll pay it to you. And if your retention isn't what they want, they'll pay you all the money, but they still won't recognize you. So we have people that have been paid it and still won't get recognized because they're like, listen, write a really good book of business, but they still pay you all the cash. That's the funny part, right? So all these people have not only earned it, but they've been recognized. And I want to bring those up. Could all the ring earners come up? And they're just going to share their testimony.
My name is George.
Hello.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America. We're at the corner office, window, alarm codes, keys, expense accounts. The car I had arrived. Also broke at a higher level. About 18 years ago, this information was shared with me. It's given me the opportunity to have my life back. We do what we want, when we want. Our latest goal is to make sure having the time, freedom, and the income to make sure that we brainwash every one of our grandchildren to love us more than their own parents. We love it.
Hi, I'm Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I found a job. It was a part-time job, and it was really super fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And it was around that time that I saw this information. I saw an incredible vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. You know, working the business that first month, about, you know, 1 to 2 hours a day, made about $1,000, and that was way better than a part-time job.
Hello, my name is Kate Burns, and about 8 years ago I was introduced to this information, and at the time I had a full-time job, and I was also going to school full-time. So I was one who looked at it and thought, I have no time for another project. I also knew I needed to find a way to generate additional income. So I went to work on a very part-time basis with Legal Shield, about an hour or two a day. And doing that, this company paid me an extra $9,700 my first 3 months, and that was enough to catch my attention. And since then, I've been a full-time stay-at-home mom for about 7 years now, enjoying the vacations, the cars, the shoes. This is a great company.
Hi, I'm Deanne DeBell, and I've always been in the legal field, many years as a court reporter, owner of a court reporting firm. And so I saw Americans come to court who it was cost prohibitive to get an attorney, so they never won. It was always the other side. So when my neighbor around the corner showed me the same information you saw today, I knew that everyone in America needs this service. So I was in. And then 4 years ago, my husband was downsized after 22 years at his job. And so I put more steam into this, and he took his time in finding a new job, but put more steam into this, and it's just getting better and better all the time. I'm rock solid Legal Shield.
Hi, my name is Annika Marshall. I'm from Idaho, actually. And I just had surgery on my mouth. I look terrible. My background is that I am from Holland originally, and everybody in Holland that I know of, my friends, they have legal insurance of some form or another. So when this was presented to me, it was a no-brainer. Then I found out there's a business opportunity attached to it, and I thought, I'm in America now. I can do whatever I want to do. And so I started the business, and that was 18 years ago. I needed to do this from home because I also have 6 children and was homeschooling them. And so it just grew slowly from here, but here I am now, and I have my ring. And thank you, Legal Shield. It has been an amazing ride.
And my name's Ryan Burns. I got started really, I just wanted to make a little extra money around my full-time job. I was kind of the broke college student story. But Legal Shield paid me a lot more than a little extra. It paid me $68,000 that first year, which was double what I made at my full-time job, so I quit that full-time job. Second year, put a little bit more effort into it, broke a 6-figure income, because I'd seen hundreds of families do it, and I thought if they could, so can I. And then fast forward, about 9 years in the business, we broke $250,000, which was 10 times my best year before this business. And so I've just absolutely loved working with the company. And now just I'll have Mr. Shaw close out. But I want the guests to know that, a lot of us, we pitch in to pay for the room and fly in our guests and host and things like that. We want all the guests to know that you are welcome to stay for free if you'd like to stay to see the incredible training that Mr. Shaw is about to lay out for the end. So let's go ahead and bring it back up for him.
Thank you. So we'll close out here and we'll move on to this training piece. But I'd encourage you, get with the person who invites you, buy our service, use the service, get your will prepared, see if it's everything that we've talked about, okay? Become an associate. It's $99. And listen, I get in every single decision, there's always some risk involved. But how many people have spent $99 on something really stupid before? Right? And did that stupid thing that you spent $99 on have a chance to potentially change your life? And I know that's a big statement, but that's Legal Shield. You just don't know. You go out there, you share the business with somebody, you're skeptical, you're not sure. They look at it and they go, you've got to be kidding me. I'm in. And they start running and it changes your own belief. You call the law firm, you use their service, you have an experience, and you go, wow, everybody should own this. You just don't know what can happen until you take the leap of faith a little bit. So get with the person, get trained, plug in. We'll talk about that today, and then get paid and promoted. Let's help you get the first check in your pocket. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate Ryan and Kate so much and all their leadership. We'll take like a 10-15 minute break, and then I'm super excited to share some of this information that the company's been preparing and for over the last 120 days. God bless you guys. Thank you.